Over.
KB2HXS Mobile listening.
4HG. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Patrick, what's going down, dude?
The house this morning.
What? Oh, that's right. You said you were taking this week off, right? Good for you. Put your feet up for a little bit. Take a load off. Yeah, I'm actually heading, did a call yesterday afternoon. Made some people nice and happy and cool. And I'm heading to another call this morning.
You out there working for a living?
I think that's a song.
I'm not sure.
Well, if not, there's a song in that. Well, one of my favorite songs is, Bang the Drum. I don't want to work. I'm going to bang the drum all day. I don't know if have you ever heard that one before.
I've heard that one. I'm old enough to have heard that one.
Okay, I'm just checking. You know, sometimes I'll throw song lyrics out or movie lines or something or some kind of TV show lines at somebody. I'm like, what? I never heard of Archie Bunker. Oh.
Watched that show growing up. My dad, that was a big show for him.
Yeah, that show would not fly today. These kids wouldn't know what the heck to watch, and they wouldn't know what the heck to do with it.
Couldn't just see the humor in it. They had to get their feelings hurt.
All right, so you're coming back out to the field when, next week?
We'll be out Monday, just like normal. I'm just taking this week off. I got to get the truck serviced and get some other things done around here. So it's just a good week to take off for me.
All right, sounds good. Sounds good. Okay. Like I said, I'm heading to a mutual friend of ours' house and go fix his man cave.
Or you might get trapped.
How about it?
4th of July?
Not bad. Not bad. We stayed home most of the day, and we went to the kids' house last night to watch the fireworks in the neighborhood. And they always put on a good show. We sat in the driveway and just had a nice time with the grandkids and stuff.
Didn't go anywhere. It was raining up here last night. If it wasn't raining, it was very cloudy, so you wasn't going to see no fireworks.
Area here. Let me get through this area. Hang on a minute. KB2HXS Mobile. A little bit better. KB2HXS Mobile. How copy now? Yeah, I was just in this little rough area down here by Pleasantburg, and I just didn't want to be a nuisance. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
Coming in with a bad signal, you know?
With our mutual friend's man cave.
Frankly, no, he said it was down. So, I offered to go up there yesterday afternoon. He goes, no, come up tomorrow. I'm like, okay. So I had to come down to R.E. Michael this morning and get a couple of tanks of Freon that put me back $900. I'm heading to his house.
It's gone up big time for everybody.
I told my partner in crime here, I said, look, I don't want to work on R-22 equipment anymore. Because the gas, what I bought was, one tank is for him, one tank is for me, but... You know, how much longer do we want to keep these R-22 systems running? You know? After the first of the year, it's going to be real tight. And this is why we're charging so much for a pound of gas.
What's going on after the first of the year? I keep hearing about that, but I hadn't heard exactly what is happening.
Okay, according to my supplier, any 410 equipment that is in the supply houses have to go back to the manufacturer for refit. The new Freon comes out January of 2023. The new systems come out, and everything is going up like 35%. It's a propane-based Freon. I haven't read up on it just yet, but I may not be putting that kind of equipment in. I'm just going to stick with the 410. I'll just do repairs, you know. Something's leaking, I'll just, you know, I'll get a new coil for it or something. You know, I'll rebuild the system a heck, you know, heck of a lot cheaper than buying the new system.
Onto the same refrigerant that automotive's been using for a while now.
I don't really know. I think it's RS-32. I'm not really sure. I've got to get online somewhere and find out what the heck. I gotta hook my gauges up to fieldpiece.com and update the software in my gauges.
I think it's 123YFZ or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it is. But it's propane based in the automotive field. It's been that way since, 2016, I believe it was, when Chrysler started making the switch. Everybody else started a little later, but that's what it's based off of now.
Yeah, I think residential is RS-32. I'm not exactly sure what the numbers are, and all I know is it's closer. The pressures are going to be a heck of a lot closer to R-22 than 410. Head pressure and all that kind of stuff.
And then also, you won't use as much of it. It takes less of it to do the job if it's the same as what the automotive is. I think it's the conversion on it's like 6/10 a pound is equal to what was a pound of refrigerant.
I'm not sure about that. But all I know is I'm going to keep a couple of tanks of RS-44 in my truck, and before too long, I'm going to buy another tank of 410 just to keep that. You know, I've got like 3/4 of a tank of 410. I want to buy one more tank before the end of the year. And this way, I've got something, because I don't want to go out there and waste it. You know, if the system's got a real bad leak, people are going to pay for it. I think R410 is going to be available. The gas will be available, but the equipment won't.
Or edge gate. They'll probably do it like they did the R134A. You can still get it. They retrofitted the cans where you got to have some kind of special adapter to use it now. And then most people that I've talked to are actually switching the new stuff back over to R134 and just doing a retrofit on it.
The 134 works fine. I mean, heck, it's got good recovery. The pressures are very reasonable. I think the head pressure only goes up to like 225 or something like that, and that's fine. I don't know what I've never worked on an R12 system. That's old. I mean, heck. But I know I can go in and I can get those little those cans of R134 still. I used to have a 30 pound jug of it down in Florida, but I had to give it back to my company I work for.
Still get it up here. I mean, I'm down there too, I'm sure. It's just, like I said, a lot of the shops are just switching the new system right back to 134 because it's so expensive to work on the new stuff. The Freon's just so expensive. So a lot of them are just saying, okay, we're just going to switch it back to R134 and then doing the conversion on it and putting in the right amount and going with it.
Do you have to change the PAG oil in the compressors, or is it the same oil?
Change the oil in it, and then, but they're not changing the seals or anything like that, and none of them are having any problems that I've heard of yet, so who knows? The propane's going to be drier, and it's going to be sticky. It's gummy, so it gums up easier with the propane in it.
Know that, but yeah, like I say, I've got to do some investigating and just kind of familiarize myself. I may take a class somewhere and just familiarize myself with the new Freon.
We had to go take the ASC certification test before that we could even buy the Freon. You had to have somebody in the shop that was certified.
I'm afraid of, you know, if I have to go for recertification on my EPA or something, you know.
Probably come out with a recertification test or just a variant of it and say, here, you got to have this before we'll sell it to you. so that it's got your license and that's it.
It's all right. I'll learn about it, you know. I'll pick up on it. Listen, I got to make a quick phone call here. I'll catch up with you a little bit later, Patrick.
Right left.
And you have a great day, and stay safe up there.
Morning, Dave. You be careful out there, and good luck on fixing that system, KO4HK. I'm good.
Have a good day, 73. KB2HXS. Be monitoring out for a bit.
We're CPA Mobile.